from Sofiensis.
Sophie, good morning. Go ahead, Anton.
Good morning. Just wanted to give you a heads up. So I was coordinating with Chris the tools that I need and the tools that he needs for both activities. He's going to be in GEM the whole morning. I'm going to be in Columbus the whole morning. And it seems that we need the same tool, the torque wrench. So just so that I give you a heads up, we'll coordinate because I need it only at the end of the procedure and he needs it at the middle of its procedure. So, but you'll see me fly away to Chris, get the torque wrench, and so he'll start with the torque wrench and I'll get it later. Just I wanted to give you a heads up.
Sophie, thank you for the heads up. We very much appreciate it. No problem for us, of course.
Thanks. See you very soon.
Station Houston on 2 with a stowage item at your convenience.
Houston, station's with you on 2 for stowage.
Hey, Chris, we believe that the UID is going to be delivered back to your side of station sometime today, and we wanted to give you a heads up that if you receive it, we would like it to go in Node 1, Deck 4, Bravo 2.
Copy all. Node 1, Deck 4, Bravo 2 for the UID. Thank you.
John 2 for food consolidate.
Go ahead.
A couple of questions. I'm in SOTREC of the food consolidate, step 11.07, and I'm looking for a 4.0 breakfast CTB 5169 that says it's in PMM 1S1. I have not been able to locate it, and I'm just wondering if maybe you guys have anything updated from our recent moves, if there's somewhere else to look. I've been trying to find with the barcode readers, but now I'm having trouble with the barcode readers. At first it started scanning, and then it just disconnected, and then it is not reconnecting. And then the other one, it says it's all connected, but then as soon as I try to go to RFID find, I just get a black screen.
Copy all, Jessica, on the looking for the 4.0 CTB and the words on the barcode. Give us a second to talk it.
Cool, thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for Jessica with a follow-up on the barcode reader.
Go ahead on 2.
All right, Jessica, I have a question and a procedure reference for troubleshooting. So the question is which serial number you're working with. I understand you've got 2, so we can take both serial numbers. And then the procedure reference for troubleshooting the RFID scanner is IFM 11.1.419.
Okay, copy. I actually was able to get one reconnected just by rebooting it a couple times. So anyway, that I have one working one, so I can go back in PMM and continue looking for 5169 unless you guys have more info on where that might be.
Copy. Good news that you have a working barcode reader. Thanks for jumping ahead on that troubleshooting. And we are good with you working ahead while we look for an alternate location on that CTB.
Okay, great. We are totally in sync. I did move on to the next item. Basically, I just have 2 food bobs that need to be stowed in that one. I'll just kind of temp stow them for now. And then when we find it, I'll put them there.
We copy. Sounds like a great plan.
Awesome. Thanks, Tess.
Houston, airlock on 2, looking for a go, step 24, battery operations.
Jack, you are go in step 24.
Currently go in 24. Houston, airlock's on 2 for Reaper powered hardware checkout.
Go ahead, Jack.
Looking for some backup here. I'm looking at step 22.2, and it looks the same as step 22.10. And just want to make sure I'm not missing something.
Checking. And airlock, Houston, back with you, Jack, on 2. We have confirmed that those are indeed repetitive. As long as you have the P1 made it to J1, you are go to continue.
Okay, great. That makes sense to me, and I'm press on. Houston, airlock, you got to go in step 24.2 of the EVA REBA hardware checkout.
Copy, Jack. Thank you.
Yeah, I understand. I'm just going to continue on the procedure while you guys are doing that in parallel. Is that right?
Hey, firm. You can continue. Station Houston on 2 for Jack and the REBA-powered hardware checkout.
Houston, go for Jack on 2.
Jack, wanted to let you know we have completed our verification, so you are go in step 32.
Go in step 32, and I'll close up the suit. Thanks very much.
International Space Station, International Space Station. This is the POIC in Huntsville for Chris.
Well, hello from the International Space Station. How is it going in Huntsville?
Chris, have you been having lunch without us?
Yes, indeed. I just had a delicious bread pudding. It was fantastic. How's it going?
Yeah, this is your Crew 11 buddies, and we miss you very much. And it's great to see all the rest of Crew 12 up there. Expedition 74, more to explore. It's awesome. Just great to see you all. And tell radio we said hi. We miss them. And nice mustache.
It's great to hear you, Spanky, and we miss you up here as well. The Expedition 74 ethos that you guys set up has carried on strongly. So we owe a lot to you guys, and we're super awesome to hear you. And yeah, I'm trying to compete with radio, but it's gonna be a long time, and I don't think I'll ever get there.
There's one competition I'm staying out of.
Hey everybody, it's so good to see you up there. Sending a virtual high five, especially to Jack, and we're waving back at you. It's so good to see you up there. You guys are crushing it, doing great. Nice mustache, Chris. We miss you all so much. So good to see you.
Well, we won't repeat that one. It's great to hear from you guys. We've been working through our, our high fives where you end up going the wrong way after a really solid one. It's all part of the adventure.
Yeah, good to see you guys, actually.
Awesome to hear your voice, Ida.
This is Kim. Yeah, thank you for taking care of everything, especially in jam. Yeah, a little bit messy, but yeah, you guys taking care of very well. And if you have any special request, secret request to JAXA, please let me know by email secretly. I can solve the problems. Thank you for your hard work. Nice. I already laughed, so I lost.
Awesome to hear your voice, Yuri-san. Miss you up here, and I'm glad that you're proud of how we're taking care of Jam. It's been a wonderful time, and we miss you.
Yeah, we miss you all too. It was really cool walking in this morning, seeing you guys floating across the screen, and man, we wish we were there. But we know we're there with you in spirit, and as well as the rest of the team here at POIC. And 25 years of continuous POIC payload operations. It's really cool to be here today and to share it with the team. So good to see you. Bonjour, Sophie.
Awesome, guys. Well, your spirit definitely lives on up here in more ways than one. Some of which I'll have to email you about.
See you guys up there doing what you do best. Thanks for taking great care of such an amazing, amazing space station. So good to see you.
It's super great to hear your voices, and good to see. Well, we cannot see you, but good to hear your voices. When the French woman speaking is always very inspiring. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you guys are doing great, and you guys have very good reputation. So keep working great. Thank you.
Thank you for your hard work.
You.
Paka paka. Imagine the lab camera waving back at you.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for the call. Made our day.
Us too.
Stand station on 2 for ARAD quarterly.
Hey, Jack. We're with you on 2. Go ahead for air.
Just letting you know, first up 11, that there was no vibration or scraping noise noted when the main arm was moved between the upper and the lower stops. And photos on SFC7 if you want them.
Okay, copy. No vibrations or scraping, and photos on SSC-7. Thanks so much. Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for Chris and Food Consolidate Activity.
Hey, Frank. Chris is with you on Space Ground 2.
Hey, Chris. Great to talk to you. But just for your awareness, we were getting some noise in the Node 1 smoke detector as you're working your Food Consolidate Activity. So we've gone ahead and inhibited that smoke detector. You'll be prime in Node 1. Just let us know when your activity is complete in there, and then we will turn that back on.
Okay, yep, sounds good. Yeah, I think one of my CTBs floated over the intake, so it's probably kicking some stuff up. I'll let you guys know when I am all set with it, and maybe I'll give it a little vacuum, call you guys up and give it a little vacuum later tonight.
No worries, and no need on our behalf, but we appreciate it. Keep up the good work.
That's good, thanks. Great to hear your voice.
Phoenix Station, Sophie on 2.
Station Munich, Whiskey on 2.
I was wondering if you were interested in me trying to do the procedure for the Columbus Payloads laptop software load. Early, I have some time right now.
And Station Munich, thank you for offering, but I'm still missing my Eurocom here, and I would prefer to have him here and my expert on console, then we can better support you with that later.
Okay, no worries. We'll keep on schedule, no worries.
But thanks for offering.
Of course, no worries.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Sophie and tomorrow's plan.
Huntsville Station, Sophie's listening on 2.
Hey, I just wanted to get back with you. I had one option for your request to do the blood draws early, and I wanted to see if we moved it to 6:40, about 20 minutes earlier. Would that work for you?
That would be great. Thank you so much.
Appreciate the feedback.
I appreciate the work on coordinating all of this. Thank you, guys.
Anytime.
And so, Station Sophie and 2 for ham radio camcorder.
With you on two.
I was, I know it's a blue book activity that we have later for the color bars and the XF705, but I just wanted to look ahead and see what's on the procedure, and I actually have displayed already the colors, so if you want to take a look now, or I can just leave it and you do it whenever it's convenient for you, and I'll come back later to it.
And I copy. Sounds like we won't be able to see until we get the ground AOS, but we'll take a look at that time.
And so I leave it on with the battery on like this, if you're okay.
That'll be a good config for now.
Houston Station on 2 for Node 1 smoke detection.
Hey, Chris, with you on 2.
Hey, Frank. I am all set with my food consolidate. If you guys want, you're welcome to re-enable smoke detection. And, yeah, if I get done early, I'll try to give it a vacuum later this evening at some point, and we'll call you then.
Okay, sounds good. Great job on the food consolidate, and we will enable the smoke detector. And just a quick reminder to just give us a call to inhibit if you do decide to vacuum. Thanks.
Absolutely. Of course, we'll do that. And thanks very much. Yeah, the PMM is quite an adventure these days, so it's exciting every time you go in there.
Nice. Thanks. A little spelunking training in there. Never hurts.
Yeah, I feel like caves should be a requirement for anybody coming up to station these days.
You're not wrong.
Station, I'm still on Space Ground 2 for Sophie and Ham Video.
This is from Sophie. Listening on 2.
Hey there. I had one go back for you on the ham video. Turns out the camcorder battery may only last about 2 hours in its current state. So we recommend checking the battery level at the top left corner, and then if it's sufficient, just go ahead and power it off. If it's not, we may want to swap the battery before the activity starts. So the other side of the activity, all we should have to do is make sure the settings are correct.
Okay, we'll do.
And this is also your reminder for your upcoming hand pass with a rise time of 15:48.
Yep, I'm fully ready. Ham radio is already prepared. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
As well as Sophie on 2.
With you on 2.
Right now I have 3 out of 4 bars for the battery, and when we started it was 4 out of 4. So I'm just going to head it and switch it off if you agree.
That should be enough.
Great, thanks.
Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for Jack and WHC manual fill activity.
Next station, Sophie on 2.
Hello, Sophie, we're with you on 2.
Who's speaking? I did not recognize your voice.
Hey, this is Andy. I was on call, but we got activated, so that's why I'm not in the FCT roster. Good afternoon to you.
Oh, now I recognize your voice. Great. Good to hear you, Andy. Okay, sorry, I'm a bit delayed. I was a bit delayed by the previous event, and I am fully ready now to jump on the procedure.
That's good to hear. We have a few deltas for you, just minor things. So the first one is that the stone out and the procedure as it's written expects the USB key to still be inserted, but we are pretty sure that you stole that one in the end cone yesterday.
That's true. I stole it in the end cone. So which one do you want me to get?
This is the USB with the serial number MPCC1. It should be in a Ziploc bag of USB sticks at the end cone forward deck area, 1.0 CTB called EDR2 stowage.
Copy. It's MPCC number 1 and where I stowed it yesterday. Great. I'll go get it.
Exactly. And then I'll let you go and fetch that one, but you can just listen in now. If we have that same mistake again that we had yesterday, the hard disk device assignment error, basically our workaround is just to reboot a little bit more often and wait longer while we're rebooting. So leave the laptop powered off a little bit longer, and that should actually solve the issue.
Okay, I will let you know when we get there.
Perfect. Looking forward. Crossing fingers.
Here.
Houston, station on 2-4, flush tank fill.
Jack, we're with you on 2, and you have a go for step 2.2.
Frank, sorry, that was a bit quiet. I was head around the corner here. You said go in step 2.2?
Affirmative, you have a go.
So, thank you, sir. Go in 2.2.
Munich, Sophie on 2. Sorry for the bad news, but same message as yesterday.
All right, that's actually not so bad news. Please do reboot the laptop, but leave it powered off for 15 seconds before you power it back on. And basically, we're going to be telling you the same tip if this repeats for 5 times, and that should, in the end, solve our issues.
Okay, do this procedure. So I reboot with the power off button, like hard power down, and wait 15 seconds, and do it again 5 times.
We think if you click the OK button, that should also take care of the powering off, and then you can wait 15 seconds. And we don't have to do it 5 times. We do it as maximum 5 times.
Okay, so I click OK. It's shutting down in 1 second, and I will do it maximum 5 times. Let's see. Stay in airlock on 2.
Hey, Jessica. Great to hear your voice. We are with you on 2.
Thanks, same. I am getting into the tool config in the airlock. I just wanted to see. I can turn cameras on if you guys would like to follow along.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Thanks so much for offering.
Sure thing. I'll have the airlock camera and also node 1.
And Sophie, this is Munich. We see the same message again. You are go to repeat this procedure. And while you're doing that, just for your information, so it's a Linux system in the background, and it's about the boot order of the different drives, the internal ones and the USB. And there's no way to force those, but repowering and leaving it off for 15 seconds is supposed to do the trick.
Appeal, same procedure. I'll do it again. No worries. In airlock on 2.
Thank you, on 2, Jess.
Frank, one tool config question. I am doing the steps to inspect the tethers and configure my mini workstation from the last EVA, and I still have in my trash bag an Epic that has a socket on it, and I don't see this step called out. I'm assuming probably the socket goes in the done tools bag like the other things, but there was also separate steps for putting all the extra reps in the ret staging area, and then leaving sockets actually deployed on things. So I just wanted to make sure everybody was tracking where I should put this extra socket.
All right, Jessica, we copy all.
And to clarify that a little bit more, this is the 7/16 6-inch wobble that's in the bag. I'm assuming I should put that back on my PGT because that's the starting config, and then that would leave the 2-inch that was originally in my trash bag going out the door.
Okay, copy all. And it makes sense. However, we don't have an EVA on console currently, so we'll just want to double-check with them. So it may be a few minutes before we give you a final answer on that.
Yeah, you know, kind of actually as I was just talking it, I think what I should do is just swap them so that they're back in the going-out config, because I think that is the going-out config. I'll double-check on my things are a little bit different for this one, but I'll double-check on the actual tool config. But probably I'll just leave those both in place because that's how it will be for the next EVA.
Okay, makes sense. Good for the team currently. We will let you know if EVA says something different.
Munich Sophia 2, that's a success for start of the software installation.
Yeah, we see that on ground as well, and we're very happy that that worked. Yeah, who would have thought? It's actually the outcome of a long troubleshooting on ground, just reboot a few times longer. So we have approximately 15 minutes now that we need for this update to be installed. That puts us just at the beginning of your next hand pass. If we do see that it's done earlier, we could give you a call just before. Otherwise, we can also pick up after the hand pass is through.
Sure, no worry. I'll be flexible. I'll appreciate a call. And yeah, great. I'll talk to you when it's done. Thank you, Andy.
Julia, and we'll call you soon.
Station Houston on 2 for EVA. Jessica, no reply needed, but just want to let you know that EVA is good with your plan for the sockets. As you implement it.
Okay, copy. Sounds good. Thanks. Tentville Station Sophia 2 for ham camcorder.
Station here with you. I mean, I'm still here with you.
Hello, station. All right. Did the settings of the ham camcorder. So let me know if it's okay for you. From my side, it looks good.
Okay. Your side looks good and everything is configured per procedure. We'll take a look. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And Munich Station Sophie on 2 for Columbus software, I see 95%.
We concur, Sophie, and just from my understanding, are you complete with the hand pass activity, or do you still need to go back to that one?
No, I'm actually doing the settings, and they are working for me. I mean, unless they call me because the settings are not good, they are doing the work.
Oh, okay. So then if you are back at the screen or back in Columbus, you will see it yourself when the installation is complete.
I'll come back. I'll be here back and forth, but just if I don't see it, let me know. Because I see that 98% for the first data block process, the total block process is kind of far away. It's just 7%.
Ah, copy. Then we will give you a call when we see that it's done.
Yeah. Oh, right now it's 100%. All right. Well, I can't explain the mystery of computer science.
That's why we have these predictions, because they're so reliable.
Eureka, successful installation for Munich.
Munich is cheering. Go. And maybe as a heads up for you, Sophie, so there's no stow note attached to this activity because it's a repeat from yesterday, but all you need to stow later on in the procedure is the USB stick, and that can go back where you found it. So same EDR2 CTB.
It's 5437.
5437 is a good read back. Good read. I'm reading it back. Good.
I got you, Andy. And Munich Sophia 2, it's connected. That's the end of the procedure for me on my side. Is it all good for you?
Sophie, that's great news. And yes, that's all we have for you today for this. Great job getting that worked out.
Well, I just followed the procedure, so great job to the ground teams. Do you want me to shut down the computer, close the lid? What the status?
Sophie, we have it from here. You can leave it as is. Thank you.
Okay, leaving it as is. Thank you. Bye-bye, Andy, and all the teams on Munich.
Bye, Sophie.
So, station Sophie on 2 for ham camcorder.
With you on 2.
That's a check, and the battery level is still 3 bars out of 4, so just wanted to check with you that all goes well on your side.
This is just a test, so I think we're in good shape right now. So we should be good for you to be on time for the second activity to be torn down on time.
Okay, so I'm checking 17:14:40 to do the next activity.
Concur. And once you're done with that activity, I have one request for you after that.
Yeah. And so do you want to pass me the message now or later? I don't mind.
Yeah. If you're not busy right now, I can pass along. First thing is we're trying to get locate the HECI cover, trying to get this in preparation for an upcoming activity. I was seeing if you could check the Lab 1 D1 area. For this, should be, it could either be by itself or inside a foam box. It should be quite large, about 23 inches by 17 inches by 5 inches. And if it's inside a foam box, it should be labeled Nanorex Heki, H-E-K-I. I'll copy.
I'm looking for a big foam box, 23 by 17 by 5, lab 1, deck 1. Say again, the little.
Yes, that would be the size if it's outside the foam box, called Heki, H-E-K-I.
H-E-K-I. Okay, I'll take a look. Lab 1, deck 1.
Correct. And if you need reference, I have, you can look up USPODF. 2.027, Nanorex external platform, and figures 2 through 5 show what it looks like outside the foam box.
Okay, right, USPODF 2.027, steps 2 through 5. All right, I'll take a look.
Yeah, figures 2 through 5, but yes, good copy.
Figures 2 through 5.
Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for Jessica and EVA safer battery activity.
Go ahead, Frank.
Jessica, given the shifting plans for next week's EVA, we're going to go ahead and cancel that safer battery activity. That now becomes gray space for you. Should be the next activity on Optimus for you.
Okay, I see that. Copy. Thanks for the message. Hensville Station, Sophian 2 for Heki.
Sophian 2?
Well, in that one, deck one, I found this big cover, experiment plate cover. There was no label Heki, so I was wondering, is it that what you were talking about, or something else?
Unfortunately, that one is not what we were looking for, but if you cannot find anything else, that's just good information.
So there is indeed a big foam box, in lab web deck 1, and this big foam box contains this giant plate cover, experiment plate outside, and I'll search again just a little bit, but I'm pretty sure I did not find anything else. But let me try again.
Okay, thank you.
Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for Jack, WAC.
Still Station Sophian 2 for Heki.
Sophian 2.
Unfortunately, I did not find the other part, Heki, that we were looking for.
I copy and appreciate the effort. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Houston, station's on 2 for flush tank fill.
We're with you on 2, Jack, and we have 45 seconds till LOS.
It should be quick. 3.7, the flush water volume estimation is 80 to 90%. There are no off-nominal findings. Number of uses is 94395.
Okay, we copy all. Thanks so much.
Hensville Station, Sophian 2.
With you on 2.
I just wanted to check with you that I have to go to execute the procedure for setting the camcorder to the nominal configuration.
Yep, everything actually worked really well, and so you're good to tear down.
Great. Happy to know that it worked well. On 2.
We're with you on 2.
Frank, just a note for the EVA team. I was expecting some extra steps for my green reel number 24. During the EVA, it was not retracting fully when we were close to the airlock. The team was tracking that, so I was assuming there might be some extra steps since, as you know, the standard inspections don't actually have us retracting the entire reel. I did take a look at the first, you know, several feet, and I didn't see anything, like any burrs or anything like people had talked about. There was something that I was hanging up on, but just wondering if there was going to be anything additional for that.
Okay, copy the question for reel number 24 and the fact that it was not retracting fully. I will let you know here shortly.
Okay, thanks. And yeah, just to confirm, like, it doesn't seem to be retracting fully now or anything. It was just what was noted on the translation back to the airlock once I was on the CSIR.
Okay, copy. Thanks for the extra words.
Hensville Station, Sophian 2.
Sophian 2.
Just a quick confirmation that I would like to have for the system settings, the page which is called Monitoring Setup, page number 5. I now read OSD output SDI is off OFF and OSD output HDMI is on ON. Is that what is expected?
Checking.
Thank you. Jennifer Huntsville from SOPI. I'm asking this question because in my procedure right now, step 21, it doesn't explicitly say what is the final status off or on for HDMI, whereas in the previous procedure, on the similar step, I had the final status, so just was wondering if I needed to change or not.
And I copy. Yes, we're trying to check the settings to make sure we give you the right config. It might take us a minute or two to get that. In the meantime, CallFlight did have something for you if you want to check with them. And then we'll get right back to you as soon as we can.
Sure, yes. Okay, I'm ready for that.
Okay, Sophie, Munich's back with you. We weren't quite done yet. Huh. So, we are having a little bit of connection issues with the laptop from ground. Could you check the Wi-Fi connection first? So maybe disconnect and reconnect the Wi-Fi on the payload laptop and see, give us a status back once you're done with that.
Right now it is connected to, so Munich from Sophia 2, right now it is connected to SS ESA payload 2.4 gigahertz.
Okay, we still don't see it on the ground then. Our final step would be to ask you for a soft power cycle, so just restart the laptop through the menu and then reconnect to the Wi-Fi.
Soft
power cycle. Houston, Space Ground 2 for Jessica and Safety Tether.
Hey, that was about for me. What was that, Frank?
Hey, Jessica. Yeah, I have some words for you for that Safety Tether. So currently we are using 6 of the 7 Safety Tethers for this EVA, and the spare one is not one that we would want to use. So there is a 15-minute activity that would allow us to inspect safety tether number 24 fully, and we can add that to your timeline. Alternatively, if you want, you can just swap that safety tether for one that is in the staging bag, and the team is good with 24 as is, but we are also happy to add the inspection activity. So your preference, either we can add that activity in the next couple of days, or you can just swap it and then let us know what you prefer.
Well, we probably have the time to do it, so, you know, we wouldn't mind doing it, and then maybe I'll swap it anyway. But, yeah, sure, you guys can add it.
Okay, we will work that on the timeline. Thanks so much.
Okay, thanks, Frank.
Next station, Sophie on 2 for payload laptop.
We're with you, Sophie.
Well, power cycle is complete, and it's connected right now.
Yeah, we see that the laptop says it's connected, but we don't see it connected on ground. And with that, we're also out of ideas for today. Could you just switch off the laptop softly, please?
Switching off the laptop with soft turn, shut down.
Thanks, Sophie. Yeah, and we made progress today. We got further than yesterday, and we'll keep scratching our heads. We think it might be a security setting issue that it's not connecting fully to the network, but we'll have to figure that out with a little bit more time and thinking on ground. So thank you for all that. Thanks for the extra work. And we station. This is Munich back on Space Ground 2. Do you hear us again?
He's with you.
Hey, Sophie. So yeah, sorry, I walked right into an LOS. Sorry for that. Yeah, nothing further to do. We'll scratch our heads some more about this. And with that, we're done with you for today. Thank you very much. And we would hand you back over to Huntsville if they already have a follow-up plan.
Great. Thank you, Munich. And Huntsville, over to you.
Yeah, sorry about this, Sophie. We're still trying to get the information from our Photo TV friends to see what the setting needs to be. As soon as I get that information, I will give you a call back.
Deal.
We're with you on 2.
Yeah, one question. I'm on the step of gathering the extra T-bar to assess the differences. We noted that my mini rotation end effector was significantly harder to depress than the other ones. As you, I'm sure, remember, they're much different in general. They're much different, and they're all much harder than the pool, but the one on my mini workstation is significantly different. The very first latch kind of seems to get caught up. So that's what I'm evaluating on this other the new workstation, and it is significantly easier. However, this other T-bar does not have the dual tether points on it, and I'm not sure if those other dual tether points are something that we can take off and put on up here.
Okay, we copy all, Jessica. Thanks for the words, and the EVA team will discuss and let you know.
Okay, copy. Thanks.
Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for T-bar.
Hey,
Jessica, so it sounds like we are able to switch those tether points, so we will schedule that activity in the upcoming few days.
Okay, cool. Awesome to know. Thank you.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for ham camcorder.
Sophie's with you.
Hey, Sophie. We got the answer. So you're correct. SDI should be off, but HDMI should also be off. OFF.
Copy both SDI and HDMI off OFF.
Good work.
Thank you. Scenario lock on, too.
Jessica, with you on, too.
Frank, just looking for your go for the oxygen manual valve close activity.
Yes, ma'am. You have a go.
Okay, copy, go. I'll put that in work. And then one other question for the tool config. I need some more wire ties. Some are left out there. Is there a specific location to take those wire ties from? I think they're up in that forward zippered stowage location, but just wondering if there's a specific place they want us to use.
All right, Jessica, copy the question, and I will hopefully have an answer for you here shortly.
Okay, yeah, no rush on that. I can always do it later. Thank you. Scenario lock on 2 for MedOps.
With you on 2 for MedOps, and we have 20 seconds on LOS.
Just wondering if I could do the MedOps regen early.
Yes, if you can hear me, you have a go.
Copy, go. Frank, I think you're back with me. I've got 1031 and 1032.
Copy, 1031 and 1032, and those are good numbers. Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for Jessica and wire ties.
On 2.
Jessica, we have a location for you. That's going to be Airlock 1, Deck 0, down by the closeout. It'll be CTB 1034, 1034, labeled EVA Miscellaneous Tools 1.
Hey, copy. Airlock 1, Deck 0, 1034, EVA Miscellaneous. Thank you.
Good evening, Sergey, and good evening, Expedition 74. It was great to spend some time with you guys today. Thanks so much for the hard work. We have 5 topics for you this evening. The first topic is for all crew members. We do anticipate significant changes to tomorrow's timeline because of the upcoming EVA changes, and so just plan accordingly and maybe wait till tomorrow morning before you devote too much time to looking at tomorrow's timeline. For copy. Okay, next topic is from this morning's PPC. There was a question about the UID and whether you guys had received that from our Russian colleagues, and if that was appropriately disposed of. Okay, copy all. Thanks, Chris, and we appreciate you looking into that. And, Chris, the next 2 topics are for you. Okay, you had a crew note about the Crew 11 water bottles, and you can reclaim those the water from those bottles, and then the bottles themselves become common trash. Okay, awesome. And then just also the next topic, there was an answer for you this morning in the daily summary for the low-noise dust collector fan, and we just want to verify that that was trashed in the currently open hardware JSB. Okay, thanks so much, and thanks for letting us know. And then the last topic is for Jessica and Sophie from this morning's daily summary. Just wondering if you have an answer for that first question, and if so, you can send that via crew note or just call it down after evening DPC. Yep, sure was, Chris, and I just caught that. My apologies.